Welcome to the Dan and Cody Podcast.
This is the Dan and Cody Podcast.
A toy boat.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
This is the Dan and Cody Podcast.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Saddle up, partner.
So, Codester.
So.
Dude. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God. Did I watch that Super Bowl, huh?
Did you like it?
I did. I loved it.
Who'd you root for?
I was rooting for Denver, actually. I was rooting for Denver. I love Peyton Manning. I think he's the classiest athlete we've seen in 20 years.
Peyton's a good dude. I like Peyton.
And that's why I rooted for him. And because I know he's kind of gets the short end of the stick, and he's played like garbage. I didn't think they'd win, honestly. I went to the driving range Saturday, and I walked into the clubhouse, and I went to buy my balls. And the guy, the first thing he says to me, he's like, "We have a pool for the Super Bowl. You interested?" I never met this guy in my life. And he's offering me to, like, bet on the Super Bowl. And I said, "No."
Gamble? You want to gamble? I have a gambling problem. Would you like to gamble?
But he, you know, I said no. And he asked me who I would have picked. And I told him, I'm like, well, I'm rooting for Peyton. I'm rooting for the Broncos. But I'm pretty sure that Carolina's just going to destroy them.
Yeah. I think everyone going in was like, dude, Carolina's got this.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Carolina because my friend, Ray Lee, she is a big-time Panthers fan. And I didn't have a dog in the fight. So I was like, you know what? And my sister-in-law, her and her fiance, they just moved to North Carolina.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, yeah, I'll go for it. And I like Cam. I like his swag, man. Yeah.
You like his swag.
I dig the dabbing. I dig the celebrating because he's so good that he can. But
interesting.
Like, okay. I didn't like the game. I thought it was a little boring.
Oh, super boring.
Yeah. The action, like, there was some action, like turnovers and fumbles and stuff, but they never really amounted to anything other than field goals on Denver's part.
Yeah, there wasn't much from an offensive standpoint, but I do have to say I'm blown away by how Denver's defense just completely shut down the Panthers.
They shut it. I mean, down.
I don't know what they let Greg Olsen have, but he didn't catch maybe more than two balls.
Nope.
And that was really their danger zone.
Yeah.
Where and
what's his name?
Von
Miller
ate him alive, and I you know that front was dangerous,
mm-hmm.
and that secondary was pretty impressive. I mean, you go in there and he still threw for what, like 300 yards, something like that.
Something like that.
But
yeah.
They didn't score. I mean,
yeah.
You shut him down, and
they couldn't do it.
I was pretty impressed. It's funny you like Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And I can't stand Cam Newton.
You can't stand him.
And it's there's a line between like having swagger and just being a dick. And
right.
I feel like he crosses that line.
Sure.
Everybody, you know, I've been listening to the sports radio for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, Cam Newton's amazing. And people are just bragging on him because he's African American and they've never seen a black man in the sport. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, we've seen a black man in this sport many times. We've seen Warren Moon in this spot. We've seen Donovan McNabb in this spot. We've seen Vince Young in this spot. Doug Williams in this spot. We've seen Steve McNair in this spot. We've seen Michael Vick in this spot. We have seen plenty of African American quarterbacks in the last 15 years, and maybe none are as athletic of a specimen as Cam Newton is.
Right.
Mike Vick's probably the closest one, but he ruined that himself. That had nothing to do with that.
Right.
I have to say that I don't see black and white with Cam Newton. I see money.
Mm-hmm.
Because he likes to show that he has money,
mm-hmm.
and I see greed and garbage. And to be fair, you know, Peyton is kind of the same way. I'm going to go home and drink a whole bunch of Budweiser.
Yeah,
but there's class, and even if you're acting like there's class, like one of the big arguments I heard on the radio today was Cam Newton. You know, he's going in there and he shouldn't have to apologize for the way he acted at the end of the game. And I'm like, it just shows he doesn't grow up.
But he shook his hand. He like...
Hey, I totally respect the way he treated...
He was like, good game, Peyton, and then he left.
Yeah, but even Peyton talks to the media after the games, even terrible losses. Russell Wilson talked to the media after that terrible loss last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's an excuse for his attitude. Like, he feels like people are trying to control him or run him, and I get that, but I don't know. I just think there's a better way. I really do.
I think of it like this. I give him a pass. I don't think that anyone who played in the game should have to speak to the media that night.
I get it.
Just because, like,
it's an emotional thing for these guys. They just spent like the last 12 months preparing to get to that game.
I mean, if I had a huge, all right, so in my line of work, Comic-Con is like a major deal at work.
Yeah.
So all leading up to that, Comic-Con is the big, like, this is our time. It's kind of our Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if I went to Comic-Con and royally fucked up, and then immediately after Comic-Con was over, someone like sits me down and talks to me about all of the mistakes I made at Comic-Con, I would be absolutely furious, and I probably wouldn't handle it as good as Cam did on that day.
Yeah, you know, no, I get it.
But you know, that being said, everyone who's lost in that setting, you know, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is lost in the Super Bowl. Like, or he's lost major big games.
He's lost big games, NFC championships. It's like you
got to do the song and dance. You got to talk to the media.
Well,
and
it's different because they're in that business.
Yeah.
What pays their bills is the media, in a way. The fans being able to have some level of access to them in times like that. People want to see that. People want to experience that. That's what makes you money. That's what gets your branding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how you respond to that echoes. And I feel, you know, and maybe this is just me being like an entitled white person, but I don't think it's a I don't think it's a black and white thing. I mean,
no, I mean, anyone can
anybody, like, you know,
if you like flaunt it like that, like the whole like dancing and talking shit on the field, like he talks shit on the field a lot. He does his dance and he's like, hey, if you don't like it, don't let me score. You bring this negative on yourself to an extent.
Well, you know? And sooner or later, it permeates throughout the team. So sooner or later, some of these guys, they're going to love him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But once they winning. All realize that it's all Cam all the time and it's not the team, because really what it is it's all Cam. He wins a game, it's like, no, my offensive line helped me, and we had a good run game, and our defense saved the game. Like, you listen to Peyton. Peyton knows he was garbage.
Yeah.
He pretty much knows. He's knows straight up garbage. Like, I can't win a game anymore. I can't throw the ball. He threw that ball Sunday night. It looked like a dog. If you gave a dog the ball,
he could
spit it out. It just looks so bad.
He can't feel his fingers.
I wouldn't be surprised.
How can you throw?
That's why
football.
He wears that glove.
How can you throw a football if you can't feel your fingers?
I don't know.
I have tough time jerking off when my hands asleep. You know.
Well, that's when I like to do it. It's when I can't feel my fingers.
The sleeper.
Yeah.
Did you like the halftime show? I
loved
it.
Thought it was great.
I thought it was weird how they marketed it as, like, up to this point, they marketed it as Coldplay, halftime show. And then, like, leading up to it, even on TV, it was like the Coldplay halftime show. And the only people they showed were Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, they did.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, you think Coldplay can't hold their own? Coldplay's awesome. Hmm. I think they're one of the greatest bands of our time.
No, I agree. I don't think it's that.
No?
No. I think this is terrible. Maybe this is where my head's at, but I think it's a race thing.
Yeah?
I do.
They're like, I think
because of the big news with the Oscars, saying that there's nobody been that. Like, the NFL is a huge PR team,
sure.
Right? And they see, like, oh, they have this big show. Who did they have last year? Katy Perry.
KDP.
Right?
KDP, yeah. And Missy Elliott.
Well, yeah, that's true. Missy Elliott did come out. And I think they do it to mix it up, because for the NFL, for them, culturally, the more you mix it, the better. And like, I mean, you get – personally, I love Bruno Mars. I think from a showman standpoint –
he's a talented dude.
He is amazing. His Super Bowl show blew my mind.
Yeah. But, and that's the other thing. Like, he just did it.
Yeah.
And didn't Beyonce in the last – 10 years, dude?
Yeah, I mean, she's with Pepsi. She does it all the time.
Yeah,
she does a Super Bowl halftime show even when the Super Bowl's not going on.
I tell you what, man, I am not in the beehive. Like, I'm not with Beyonce. Like, I thought she was an attractive woman, and I think she can dance, but I think she's in the same realm as, like, J-Lo.
You know, it's funny you say that, because she stood, when they first camera went to her, I was like, oh my God. Like, did somebody call Emmett Smith out onto the field? Because she looked like a running back. She did. And honestly, I was like, give her 5 years, she looks like Mariah Carey.
Well, I mean, that's not bad. But I hate her. I don't like her.
Nah, I'm okay with that. Ever totally since okay with
when
it.
She started dating Jay-Z, it's just kind of like she became this like a spirit.
Well, like, I think
it's like, oh, Beyonce.
Well,
like
for Jay-Z and Beyonce, they became a symbol.
Yeah,
right.
Like she can sing and dance, but I mean, I don't see anything remotely like anything that sets her apart from any other performer who can sing and dance.
And for my opinion, and I think this is a good thing, I think for them it's not so much more about music as to what their voice, how their voices carry. And I think that's a great thing because for them, in a way, they are they're a symbol of their time. And I think that's a good thing because they very much have this like they have a power stance for people they feel don't have a voice. And I think that's a good thing.
What's funny is that apparently that song was like anti like police, like a Black Lives Matter theme song, if you will.
Yes.
But like Beyonce got a police escort to that game and then does an anti-police song at the
All the cops have automatic weapons and she's just
Her,
I mean, I guess it's more the message and the bigger thing, but you know, I don't.
She's just as establishment as any other group.
Maybe. I mean, she'd probably have her arguments with that. I don't think she's as establishment as like, you know, old white Johnson, who's just like standing there with this stogie thinking about how he's going to buy more things in the world, you know, but power hungry.
She getting hers. She's certainly getting hers.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
But yeah, good Super Bowl. I guess. I like Peyton. I don't want to go on record as saying like, I don't want to.
No, I mean, he played in 4 Super Bowls. He won 2 of them.
Yeah,
for him. You know, he's walking away with
storybook
more
ending.
Records than you can imagine, and it is a storybook ending. This year was crazy for him. You know, I like sports, and I liked watching him kind of ride off into the sunset, and hopefully he retires. If he doesn't retire, he's out of his mind.
The only reason I will accept him not retiring is if he plays for the Rams next year, because then we'll get to see him.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Politicking coming down.
Politicking.
Trumping coming down tonight. Actually, it was the New Hampshire vote.
Trump-nado.
He tore through. Did you happen to watch? Did you watch Saturday Night Live?
No, I didn't.
So Bernie Sanders was on, and Larry David was the host. So they had this sketch called Bernie Curb Your Burn. So they did like Burn Your Enthusiasm is what it was.
Okay.
So it was Bernie Sanders in Curb Your Enthusiasm world.
And Larry David
basically plays Bernie Sanders. And it was brilliant.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, you should check it out. He basically ends up doing a whole episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm within 5 minutes and as Bernie Sanders.
Boom, so. Boom, boom. I love that show.
What's your of all of that politically? Where do you stand?
I am.
Can you say?
I'm working on my Bernie Sanders.
Oh wow!
I'm working on it. It's not perfect yet. But
you almost sound like Michael Caine.
We're going to go to Iowa. I want free college for every young American ever, forever.
I can kind of hear it. You're getting there.
Yeah. Iowa. He puts a little R at the end. Iowa.
He's a New Yorker.
I'm going to have a good Bernie Sanders by the end of this podcast.
It's almost Barack Obama meets Bernie Sanders.
I'll get it.
Malia.
I'll get it. I got to listen to him more.
You're going
to
go run around and play with the dog?
Yeah, it's like it's a walking Barack.
Walking Barack. It's like, hello there. me and Malia and the kids.
Malia?
Go out and swim. Because that's not what we do. We stand, we look at each other, we shake hands.
These folks, you got to say folks a lot.
Got to say folks.
These young folks.
Because Americans don't want to believe in tomorrow. They want to believe in today.
These folks need money on Main Street. Not on Wall Street.
I always really appreciate it when Barack gets upset because his words become shorter and he just says words and stops.
Not right.
Birds. Angry. And that's... No, you're wrong. Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
But no, I am a...
Birds.
I'm a hardcore Dem.
Okay. All right.
I am either feeling the burn or
feeling the burn.
Or Trumping or stumping for Hillary.
Okay.
Either one.
Cool.
Against anybody.
Yeah.
Unless like some reason Rand Paul.
Really?
I like Rand.
Really?
I like me some Rand.
Okay.
But yeah, that I'm settled. Fuck Trump.
Nah, it's a sideshow. That whole Republican side of things is a sideshow. So.
He's the worst. He keeps winning, and then it's just going to make things much harder to be like, nope, we're not going to give you that nomination.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to build a wall against Trump. I want to build a wall around Trump. Fuck Trump.
Fired.
But yeah, and then who got second? Lunatic?
Kasich.
Kasich?
Yeah, he won. He got second place in New Hampshire.
Wow.
Yeah, as of, let me see what it is right now.
And what they say, no Republican candidate has ever gone on to get the nomination if they didn't at least get first or second in New Hampshire.
Yeah, apparently Kasich had 16% and Cruz had 12%.
Wow.
So it's a pretty big deal.
So without Trump there, are they like Cruz?
Without Trump.
Like, assuming that Trump dies out of the race or falls out of the race.
Yeah.
Are they into Cruz then? Or they want an establishment guy.
Well, I mean.
They want.
Kasich is, I think he's probably.
He's done.
Really? I mean, he just won second place in New Hampshire.
I guess.
Cruz got third.
I can't stand Cruz.
I can't stand Cruz either. I think your top two Republican candidates are crazy.
Yeah.
I think they're nuts.
Cruz is a fucking rat-faced piece of shit. Did you saw that video of his kid running away from him when he was trying to kiss her, right?
Yeah, I saw the video where they're kissing each
other. Like, you see the full video where she like flicks his face?
No, she flicks his face?
She like comes off the bus and like he's like, "Hello, honey." And like she like does one of these at his face, like just flicks his nose.
Like a snake, like
Yeah, she's like, Get out of here, Dad. And then he like leans in for the kiss and she's like, "Ugh." And then he leans harder and that's the creepiest moment.
Oh.
But she's like, "Ugh."
That's too bad.
It's fucking gross.
It's too bad.
I hate him. This episode 22 is brought to you by JC Room Blocks. Hi, are you getting married anytime soon? Do you need hotels for your guests? Do you not want to book those hotels for your guests? Call JC Room Blocks or go to their website, jcroomblocks.com. That's J like Jenny, C like Cat, Room Blocks with an S, .com. You want to play a game?
Yeah, I love games.
Would you like to play a game? Let's play the game.
Is this Saw?
This is Saw.
I never watched them. I think the movies are terrible. Even though I've never seen them.
There's a poisonous gas coursing through your veins. Right now, in 30 seconds, you will die.
Oh, no. So what do I do?
You must eat your eyeballs out of your face.
In 30 seconds?
In 30 seconds.
Or I die.
Or you die.
I just want to die.
Live or die.
I'll die.
Make your choice.
I did.
All right, so this game is called The Game.
Okay.
And the rules are we each have 90 seconds. We will be playing against each other. And our lovely intern, Jennifer Hill, from Craft Services of the Dan and Cody podcast. She will be the moderator.
Okay.
So because you're getting married and I'm having a baby.
Yes.
Well, Jenny's having a baby. We're our family is having a baby.
Jenny's doing all the physical work.
Right. Jenny has pulled together several baby movies for me and several wedding movies for you.
Got it.
Now, Jenny will have 90 seconds to give you the synopsis of the film without saying the film title, and you'll have to guess it. So the object of the game is to get as many right as you can.
Got it.
If you don't have it, you say pass, and she moves to the next one.
Okay.
Should we flip a coin to see who goes first?
You go first.
Okay.
Coin flipped.
I will go first.
Okay, Jenny.
Get on up here. Yeah, come on up
here. Come on, you have a seat in one of these beautiful chairs.
Share the mic. But I can't see the list.
That's what I'm saying.
Loving that Redskin Snuggie.
Thanks. I keep it real classy for podcasting.
You know it.
Loving the Redskin Snuggie. It's offensive and warm.
Seriously, a Snuggie is just a robe backwards.
Oh, that's a good idea. Original.
Are you going to be the timekeeper?
I can be the timekeeper.
Yeah, Cody can be the timekeeper.
I'll be the timekeeper. Let me get
who
to my
who am I
timer.
Doing first?
Hit, you're doing
me.
Who am I doing first?
Share the mic, Jenny. Share it.
Oh, yeah.
Stopwatch.
Give me a... Okay. Give me like...
Seconds. And I can say actors' names.
Sure.
But just not a name in the title.
Try and stick with the... story, the synopsis of the show,
and we have to know. We have to remember how many I got right.
I'll remember.
I've got it.
Okay.
I'll make a notation.
All okay. Right. On your mark. Get set and action.
Okay. A couple of guys have to raise a child on their own.
Three men and a baby.
Yes. This is about a little tiny infant with Kirstie Alley and
look who's talking.
Yes. Okay, this is about a girl who meets a guy. She gets pregnant. They're not together.
Knocked up.
Yes. This is a horror movie, and it's about a woman who gets impregnated by a deep by
Rosemary's
the devil.
Baby.
Yes. This is a Lifetime movie, and all of these girls. No, you've seen it.
Pregnancy Pact.
Yes.
Oh my God.
This is about Morticia and
Adam's Family Values.
Oh, Debbie, yes. Okay, this is about a girl that carries another girl's child for her, and it's got two girls that are from Saturday Night Live from it.
Oh shit. Tina Fey and Parent Trap?
Nope.
No. Baby School?
No.
Baby School.
Shit. Pass.
Okay. This is the same name as a book that we have this app.
15. 16.
And
what to expect when you're expecting?
Yes. This is about a
10,
high school student
9,
that gets pregnant
8,
by
7,
Michael Cera. Yes.
5,
this is
4,
Arnold Schwarzenegger
3,
who decides
2,
to carry
1.
A child.
Oh, senior.
Stop. Sorry.
No, it's junior.
Oh. I got 8.
You got 8 out of 10, though.
Woo! Top that,
very,
Codester.
Very nice showing.
Shit, I don't
nice
know.
Nice job.
I'm terrible.
I don't know, Cody. All right.
I'm really bad. I really like games, but I'm really bad at them.
I don't think so.
All right.
I have faith.
Thank
all right,
you.
Do I just hit...
just hit start.
Just hit start.
And 1:30.
All right.
90 seconds.
Oh, all right. 90 seconds.
And...
Ready? Set, go.
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. It's
Wedding Crashers.
Yes. Okay. It's a dad who has a daughter who's getting married.
Father of the Bride.
Yes. It's about a bunch of girls, and they're all like partying, and it was like one of those movies that were like, oh, girls being bad. The first time we've ever seen
bad
this.
Bad girls.
No. What's her name from Saturday Night Live. They're all together. They are gross.
Bridesmaids.
Yes. Oh, this is set in the 80s. It's about a guy who is a vocalist for Nuptials.
The Neil Diamond Story.
No. And it has Adam Sandler in it. And
Wedding Singer.
Yes. Okay, Katherine Heigl, always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Valentine's Day.
No, she wears a lot of these garments. I mean, pass. Lots. Okay. This has got Julia Roberts. She
Wedding's always, crusher.
She no. is always.
Wedding.
She
wedding.
Can never get married. She yeah. always.
I know. She's got that best leaves. Friend. My best friend's wedding.
Well, that's on the list, but that's not the one.
Count it.
Okay. I'm counting it. Okay. So this particular one, Richard Gere is in it. And okay. it's she always tries to get married.
But she's banging all the dudes for money.
No. But oh. she like can't. She can't walk down the aisle.
Three.
Do you want to pass?
Pass.
Okay, one. This is all like the. It was a good show.
Terrible. Eight I am having five. Some concentration issues. I'll tell you
one,
what.
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah.
Yeah.
8-5. That was yeah, fun.
You beat me good on that one. Well played.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
That was good. You should do that more.
Yeah, just with the different... same category I'm every down. Week. Every
then
week.
Then you'd be experts.
Babies. Yeah.
Babies versus weddings.
I don't think there's enough movies for that.
That's a good game.
It's a great game. I felt touched.
Thanks,
Thank
Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny.
Woo! Nice job.
She moderated the hell out of that.
She killed it.
Yeah, she really
Everything
did.
She does, she kills.
She kills it.
JCRoomBlocks.com. That game was brought to you by it.
JCRoomBlocks.
You need to holler at Sadie Day's Designs, son. They make the best shit ever. It's like these leather tassels. You can put them on your wine glasses. You can make leather. You can have leather tassel necklaces. This stuff is beautiful.
Leather bows.
Leather bows. It's handcrafted. This stuff is amazing. You just gotta holler at Sadie Day's Designs on Facebook, or you go to Etsy.com. Did you hear? They're, speaking of movies,
yeah.
Jackie Chan is filming a movie in England, and they just did a stunt.
Shanghai Nights?
No, it's called The Foreigner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they did a stunt. They didn't tell anybody about it. On a bridge with a double-decker bus, they blew the hell out of it. There was a major explosion. And I don't know if you're aware of current news events with terror attacks in England. And I think a double-decker bus actually blew up by a terrorist like several months ago.
Wow.
And they didn't tell anybody. So everybody freaked out about it.
Of course.
Yeah.
They didn't even tell the government?
Nothing.
What?
Maybe the government knew, but the people didn't know. So like you're just walking along in England and oh, another fucking double-decker bus blew up. Holy shit.
Wow.
I feel
so what
like,
happened to Jackie Chan? He get deported?
No, nothing.
Still
got a
work visa,
him.
Huh?
They were just like, yeah, we did that.
Wow.
I don't know. It's scary.
How does that make you feel?
It makes like if I was a citizen of England, I would and I saw it, I would be freaked out. Like I would like go get my kids out of school. I would like because you know in that. In that instance, that's a terror attack, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would be furious. They should have had some sort of, like, newsletter or maybe done that on a soundstage and CG'd the hell out of it or something. But to blow up a double-decker bus on a bridge that everyone can clearly see,
yeah,
I think is a little irresponsible at this juncture.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
From society's standpoint, they're not standing for it.
No, never.
Ugh.
Would you freak out? Would you just be like, oh, they're shooting a movie? Because when you
I mean, in L.A., I'd say that. In London, I guess you could potentially say that just because they shoot movies in London a lot.
Yeah.
It was like
kablam.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any kind of explosion, you're like, what the hell's that? You know, we have these doors in my house that don't shut all the way.
Uh-huh.
But we have this utility stairwell. And if you... And what happens is it doesn't shut all the way, but it gets stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, you gotta like pound the door to break it off this lower guard, and it kicks off, and it sounds like a gun explodes.
Damn!
And you hear it in the building anytime anybody tries to shut it, and then somebody tries to open it. So it's one of those things where I guess if you can become numb to it, but living every day, there's a bus exploding. Even if you're in a movie world, if nobody tells you about it, or You're at a great distance and you still see it. I mean, you're still like...
You're going to lose your
shit. A bus just exploded.
Yeah. I mean, if you're eating lunch outside of a cafe and you see a bus explode...
I'm sitting out there with my Domino's breadsticks enjoying my afternoon and all of a sudden an explosion happens and there's guts. Problem.
Yeah. I'm ducking for cover.
Yeah.
I'm running. I'm not paying my bill. That's for damn sure.
I call 911. I say, hey, there was an explosion on a bridge. I hope everybody's okay. I'm getting my kids out of school.
Is it still 911 in England?
Oh, I don't even. I know they don't use numbers. They just have the pound key.
Pound.
Pound. Hello, operator. I'd like to speak with John Joseph at 1429 Hillshire Boulevard.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to report a crime.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so proper.
Someone has left some rubbish on the ground.
There's rubbish. Oh, looks like a banana peel, sir.
Thanks for listening to the Dan and Cody podcast. Remember to like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube page. We're now on iTunes, and you can bookmark our website, thedanandcodypodcast.simplecast.fm.
Subscribe, bitch!
Hey, everybody, play the tough guy to shoot, all right?